Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Gertrude. It's an optional memorial, but there's nothing optional about her life. She really loved the Lord. She spent quite a number of years in a monastery, and she underwent a tremendous conversion. Jesus appeared to her, and she gave her life over to the Lord completely. And she died in 1301 at the age of 46. And our Pope Benedict XVI said that St. Gertrude shows us that the heart of a happy life, of a true life, is friendship with the Lord Jesus. We could meditate on this for an entire week or more. Friendship with the Lord Jesus. I turn to him many times throughout the day. Help me with this, enlighten me, show me what to do. And it's not that it's an odd dependence on him. It's because he is the source of all life. He's the source of all wisdom. He's the source of everything that is good. So I turn to him frequently during the day. Do you? If you don't, I would consider it, and it only needs to be momentary. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, help me in this situation. Lord Jesus, give me wisdom right now. I need that. Give me courage. Give me hope. Whatever it might be, just ask him and mean it. It's nothing magical, but if you're sincere and seeking the Lord, he will help you. So let's take a look now at the beginning of the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and the first 4 verses, and then chapter 2, the first 5 verses. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God, and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. None of us knows when the time will come, when the end of the world will come. But brothers and sisters, it's not that we need to be fanatical about it, but we do need to be ready. We do need to say, oh yes, sometime I'll go to confession, or sometime I'll ask this person's forgiveness for this. Do it now, because we know not the day nor the hour. John, to the 7 churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits before his throne. I heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write this: the one who holds the 7 stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the 7 gold lampstands says this: I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles, but are not, and discovered that they are impostors. Moreover, you have endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love that you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Those are mighty, strong words from the book of Revelation. Take stock of yourselves. Take this day or another day this week. Don't let it go beyond a week. Take stock of yourself. Have you really given yourself to the Lord? Do you honestly repent when you've made mistakes? Do you seek him for wisdom? Do you pray the prayers of praise and thanksgiving and adoration of God throughout the many psalms? Because Psalm 1 tells us, those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. We can't just say, oh yeah, I know Jesus. Yeah, Yeah, he's kind of important, but I have so many things right now I have to do. Take a long look at yourself. Put time with Jesus first in your life, even if it has to come later in the day. Make sure that it's in there at the beginning of the day so you know. Even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes because you have a terrific work schedule right now, give God that time and he will bless you. Or you have small children at home. It's not easy, I understand. Just ask God for 10 or 15 minutes of quiet and turn to him. Seek him, praise him, thank him. Ask his love to fill your heart more and more. Because our love so often is selfish, but not God's love. God's love poured through us will touch many, many hearts and many lives. And Psalm 1 tells us, those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life. Bless the man or the woman who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. That doesn't mean every day, every night, but it means that constantly, regularly, you turn to the scriptures. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just. And the just doesn't mean perfect. The just means that you seek to do God's will, and when you fail, you ask his forgiveness. For the Lord watches over the way of the just. That's a just man. But the way of the wicked vanishes. What side are you on? Are you really listening? Are you seeking the love of the Lord? Are you seeking to be his disciple, his son, his daughter? Oh, brothers and sisters, please don't waste time. You're not intended to be here forever. What God wants is that you be with him in heaven. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but you need to be trying. Please, please pay attention to what's most important. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? And he replied, Lord, please let me see. And Jesus told him, Have sight. Your faith has saved you. God looked at the heart. Did that man mean what he said? And he did. And he gave him his sight back. He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. What a wonderful, wonderful encounter with the living God. Please help me. Please give me my sight. I'm deaf. Whatever the case may be, bring it before the Lord. I've had things in my own life that were difficult, and I brought them to the Lord, and God didn't heal them. He gave me great wisdom through them. And so we have to be ready for either answer. One doesn't necessarily mean we're bad and the other good. God will hear us. He will point us in the right direction. And many times, he will actually heal us. And if he doesn't heal you, that doesn't necessarily mean you're bad at all. God just has a different route for you. Trust him. Brothers and sisters, it's just not easy, is it, to live this life? it's not easy to do what God wants us, because the world right now is in turmoil. And sometimes when things are in turmoil, the worst comes out in us, anger, irritation, all that kind of thing. But please, brothers and sisters, let's pause and say, Jesus, help me to be today what you want me to be. Give me grace, more grace. I'll try, but I need you. Give me grace for kindness, for patience, for wisdom, for insight. Whatever the case may be, ask him. And God will in some way, doesn't mean a scroll is going to come down from heaven, but you'll see a book on the shelf that you didn't notice before, and it has your answer. He'll do things. I've asked God for some things, and it was weeks before he answered, but I never gave up hoping. I turned to him again and again, because God knows the perfect time. So please, please, if God doesn't answer you immediately, don't turn away. Just saying, Lord, give me what is best for me. This is what I think is best or what I think is necessary, but help me, Lord, that I might follow you more closely. And he will. He will. Just be attentive. Doesn't mean this white scroll is going to come down from heaven. Doesn't mean that. It just means that he hears you, and in the appropriate time, he will answer. Just keep praying and asking him. Ask him if you should change your intention, if he wants something and you get a sense that God might want something else. Are you willing to listen to him and to follow him? You have no idea. You have no idea. I don't either, of how much we're loved by God. But God is shaping us and forming us so that we can live with him forever. I want to do that. And I pray that everyone listening to this program wants to do it. And therefore, come before him today, just in your own heart. Say, Lord, I've made a mess of this. I failed here. I failed there. I didn't depend on you the way I should. It doesn't mean that you just sit back and don't do anything. You do what you think is best to do, and then keep clinging to him. Ask him not just once, but ask him daily to help you with whatever the situation is you're in. He loves you, and he's leading you and forming you and shaping you into an even better disciple of Jesus Christ. That's not just an idea of a child, or that's not just a comic story of some kind. This is real. I wouldn't be doing this program if I didn't thoroughly believe it is real. And I want you, when right now, husbands and wives, you're listening to this program, please open your hearts to him. Because there's many ways he will come to you, and one of them is to give you fresh eyes to see his action. May God bless you abundantly. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.